Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Afternoon with Jesus. We are going to be channeling messages and connecting with the divine to provide you with answers to your questions, like we normally do in the mornings, but this time it's just the afternoon. And so we are working to get everything set up so that we are here for you. And so here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about herself.
Good afternoon, Barbara. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to join you today. A little bit about me, I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I have a divine connection, and it did take me quite a while to realize that, but my chance encounter with her really helped because Joan is always, you know, watching over me. She leaves the door open on the other side and she's pushing people through it. It's almost like a revolving door. And the access that I get from all this ironic and fascinating mystery that she's been pushing through the door, it really provides me with the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. But I want to say as well, I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. I just love helping people. And I haven't been doing this, you know, for my whole lifetime. Prior to, you know, all these spiritual changes that I went through, I had a work background, and it was actually in law enforcement. And now, you know, I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. And I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. And it's the backbone of my current journey of service. Greetings and good afternoon, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I can actually say that with a straight face now. Whew. Okay. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And what that's about is really about me changing my own life because I had reached a point where my life wasn't working for me. And I didn't understand why not, because I was doing everything I had been taught to do. Now, of course, I realized that everything I had been taught to do doesn't actually work. And so I've spent the last multiple years letting go of those old beliefs, those old thought patterns, those old ways of being. And I've connected with my guidance and my team. And now I actually channel their messages, and I can hear whatever it is that they are saying to me. And this has made a huge difference in my life. And I can honestly say that for the first time in I don't know how many years, I'm happy. I am actually happy with my life, with who I am. And I am creating what I truly desire. So basically, it's been about shifting my focus from out there in the world and other people and what they think and what they say to myself, to recognizing that I have value and I am important. And it's not based on anybody else. It's simply because I am. You can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there. Feel free to look around. And if you want to connect with me, there's lots of ways to do that too. It's on the website. All right, so now it is time for us to hear some beautiful divine messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is a beautiful prayer. It was written by Stacy Wall. It's entitled Gratitude. Dearest angels, I acknowledge and appreciate your loving presence in my life. Thank you for keeping me mindful of our oneness with Creator and with all beings. Thank you for your presence each morning as I open my eyes and give thanks for a new day. Thank you for helping me to quiet my mind and drift off to sleep when my day is done. And thank you for holding me in your arms when I struggle with pain that pushes me to grow beyond what I think possible. Thank you for helping me come out stronger on the other side and empowering me to make a positive difference in the world. Thank you for blessing my life in ways too numerous to count. My heart overflows with love and gratitude. Thank you. And with that being said, we have a little message from Jesus. Beloveds, good afternoon. I'd just like to say that sometimes life does get a little bit complicated, as you've been seeing lately. And it would be so much easier if you just decide to go with the flow and know that God is in control. And through God, all things are possible. As well, if God brings you to it, he will certainly bring you through it. Without faith, as you know, nothing is possible. But with faith, nothing is impossible. When you are at your lowest, look to the highest. There is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has given us a spirit of love, a beautiful spirit of love. And with that love comes power. Step out of your comfort zone. Let go and reach for God. Don't make decisions. Don't make good decisions. Make God decisions. Allow his love to light the way. Share your dreams. Share your desires. God is listening. He speaks in the silence of your heart. He's going to reveal something that he has in store just for you. And some, you know, maybe you don't know this, maybe you don't believe it, but God can hear each of you. And he not only hears the whispers of our heart, he understands, even if we can't find the right words to say how we are feeling. God can hear what is not spoken as well. Silence speaks when words can't. So please, fix your thoughts on him. Keep calm, because God is in control, and he knows exactly what we need. Sometimes God says no, and just say thank you, because he's protecting you from less than his best. And please trust in his timing. He's always there for you. Never doubt that. Everything that you need is going to come to you in divine timing. Please trust in his plan. He's already got all of this figured out. And you've got to remember, fear is the glue that keeps you stuck, but faith is the solvent that's going to set you free. No matter what lies ahead of you, God is already there. And today is a brand new day. It is a new beginning. What we do today is what matters most. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. And it's never too late to start over. It is never, ever, ever too late to start over. So why not close the doors of the past? Open the doors to the future. A new chapter in life begins today, and you can build a life that you've always been dreaming of, the life that you've always wanted. Good afternoon, beloveds. This is God, and I'm going to be handling all of your problems, all of life's problems. So please, just relax. And all you have to do is have a great day and know that I love you. And remember, life without God, it's like an unsharpened pencil. It has no point. So please, take a moment now. You don't have to ask for anything, but simply just say thank you for all you have. I love you, Jesus. And those are my messages. Oh, excuse me, Barbara, for today. Oh.
Okay.
I've got a little bit of something. It's allergy season here, so it's a little crazy.
I think everything's a little crazy. Today it's cold
here,
so I'm experiencing your cold now.
But I don't actually have a cold because I have this like the whole entire season. So it's not a cold. It's like a never-ending, you know, like nasal fogginess or whatever. It's stuffiness. It's terrible. And then I get that little bit of a drip, and then I can't talk. It's continually there. So when people look, when you start coughing and, you know, you're sneezing and your eyes are running, it is allergy season, guys.
Yes,
and
it
I'm
is.
Doing the best I can just to try to, you know, stay afloat with all these, you know, things that are in the air presently. My goodness.
Well, I hope that it gets better for you. Okay,
oh, thank
they're telling
you.
You that it will get better for you. So it's going to get better for you.
It is. I feel that, and I truly believe that. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Okay, so here is... Here is the message that is coming through me now for everyone. Here we go. You are not your past. And we want you to really listen to what we are saying to you. You are not your past. Your past does not determine your value. It does not determine your worth. It does not determine your ability. It does not determine your future. You are not your past. Your past is simply a reference for you so that you can go back and even look at things and see how they worked and how they didn't work and decide what you want to change to make your life better, more effective, more joyous, more loving, more whatever it is you desire for it to be. So when you are creating your life now, be in the energy of now, not in the energy of the past. You are not your past. No matter what has happened to you in the past, it does not dictate what happens to you now. And we know that for many of you, this is bringing up all sorts of conflicting conversations in your head about, yes, you are your past, that is your story, that is what you are, that is where you're moving from, and all of this other stuff that you have been taught over the years. But the truth is, you are not your past. You have the freedom to change in any and every moment. You are not your past. Do not let your past hold you back or hold you down. Your past. You are more powerful than you know. It is time for you to embrace that power, to start making the changes that you want to see reflected in your life. Utilize the power within you, the power that comes from Source, God, the universe, the Creator, whatever terminology works for you. Utilize that power, which is the greatest power in existence, to create your life. Because it is there within you. It has always been, and it will always be. You are not your past. So it is time for you to begin to decide what it is you truly desire to experience. Make a list of those desires. Set the intention of achieving them and allow yourself to be guided step by step to bring all of your wishes and dreams and goals into your life. You are not your past. Create your life now. We are here to help you always. Okay, that's what they wanted to say.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm now opening the chat room. I think I've got everything done now. It's been one of those interesting days. You know, I went to bed at I think it was like 11 o'clock. Now, I never go to bed that early. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep, and then when it's time for the show, I'm going to be awake and blah, blah, blah. And so I was still awake to sleep at 5:22 a.m.
I could.
And I had been laying there because even if I'm not sleeping, I don't get about, I don't start doing something because then I really will not go to sleep. I was laying there and I said, okay, I'm going to lay here until I fall asleep. And I think it was probably a little after I had looked at the clock at 5 something that I started dozing off. And when you connected with me to say, okay, are we doing the show? I didn't feel that sleeping, but I told you that, you know, I didn't get any sleep. And after I talked to you, I closed my eyes and thought, okay, I'm going to get up in a minute and I'm going to go to the bathroom. The next time I opened my eyes, it was over an hour later, and I don't remember falling asleep.
Well, that was good that you laid back down. That was wonderful. Now, I myself, I went to bed late, and I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had to take more allergy medicine. And then I, too, got up. It was going for, it was probably about 7:30, but I did get up, but I was, like, in a fog. So it was a crazy night, I guess, for so many, you know, not just you or myself. I bet you know, we're not alone. It's the energy is just a little weird, that's all. But it's getting better.
Yes,
that
it is.
Yeah.
And I did have some really interesting, strange dreams. Like I dreamed I had a magic box, and I could tell the box what I wanted, and the box created it right then.
Wow, that's awesome.
And,
my goodness.
Well, I
back
was
into
using
that.
The box for little things, you know.
Oh, goodness. Start to dream big. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
that sounds
because
amazing.
In this dream, I had two brothers, and they found out about my box. And so they tried to take my box. So I gave each of them a box because when they were using my box without my knowing about it. You know, I got up one morning and there was a tank sitting in the front yard and there was an airplane sitting in the backyard. And I asked them both, okay, how are you going to drive a tank and how are you going to get an airplane out of the backyard? There is no landing strip. You know, so they were just creating things without thinking about it. So I made it a condition that they could each have their own box, but they had to always be at least 100 miles away from my box.
Oh, my goodness. That is
and it was just
amazing.
Such a wild dream. But they did show
me
that you can create big things with your box.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just
that is beautiful.
Very bizarre.
Well,
yeah,
it's,
and I woke
think
up and I was like, okay, where's my box, you know?
Yes. It's actually going to help you to connect, you know, with that inner magic and harness your dreams and really bring them into fruition because you're developing the mindset through the magic box.
Okay. Well, I know something's supposed to come out of it. Okay. It is time for us to go to our callers. If you have a question and would like a channel's message, then give us a call at 646-716-5045. That's 616-5045. And our first caller is Nathaniel.
Wow.
Hey,
hi, Nathaniel. Great.
Hello, Nathaniel.
You?
Hey.
So what can we do for you today?
Hey, I wanted to see if I could get a message from Spirit.
Beautiful, Nathaniel. Well, Nathaniel, before you said your name, I saw a beautiful field of dreams. And you're just asked to hold on to the faith that you have within you because something is coming your way. It's going to be something beautiful. It's going to be something positive. And, you know, the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you know, you have within you everything you need to create the life that you're looking for, okay? So I'm getting, you know, within that life, you know, of course, you know, there's going to be abundance, there's going to be prosperity, there's going to be your dream job, there's going to be, you know, the love that you desired. So you've got to take some time each day. You've got to, you know, sit and you've got to go within and think about all the stuff that you want to bring into your life, Nathaniel. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you can have all of that. Just like, you know, Barbara was with her dream box. That was a way for her to visualize what she wants to manifest. And you too could sit there, imagine you had a dream box or whatever it is that you want. But you have the ability to manifest prosperity. You have the ability to manifest abundance. And the angels are with you to help you every step of the way. Okay, so I'm getting, Nathaniel, there's a little bit of possibly worry. There's a little bit of procrastination. And there may be a couple things that you really don't want to hold on to. How are your eating habits, Nathaniel?
They should be getting better, I think, yeah.
Okay, because there's something that I'm getting that you need to release. So if it's not eating habits, it could be maybe it's the habit of worry even, okay? But this is your time, Nathaniel. It's time for the positive to enter your life. It's time for you to have that health and well-being that you truly deserve. Okay? And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, we are with you. We are around you. When you need us, we will bring you extra love and support. We always walk beside you. And one of your best buds, Nathaniel, is Archangel Michael. And he's going to help you to really have the courage to go forward and go after what it is that you are wanting, Nathaniel. And he's saying that he's going to nudge you a little bit to actually step out of that comfort zone, okay? So now is not the time to just play it safe, Nathaniel. Now is the time to go forward and really go after what it is that you are wanting, Nathaniel. Okay? So you've got to envision yourself stepping out of that comfort zone, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay.
Okay? And with that being said, I'm getting you have a beautiful power animal around you, and it would be a seal. And the seal is going to help you to connect with your creativity.
Great.
Okay, Jeff. So you've got to create, you know, you've got to create the life that you've envisioned. You've got to connect with that beautiful inner child within. And, you know, just imagine you're outside playing with that beautiful inner child. And, you know, when they play, the children get lost. They're so artistic, and they're just having fun. And they're sort of connecting with things that, you know, they create in their mind. And that's what you're asked to do, is to, you know, start creating, you know, the life that you've envisioned and believe what it is you're seeing. Nathaniel, you're filled with talent. And what I'm getting, it's a matter of, I don't know why, like, you're afraid, but you've got to surrender, and you've got to get rid of the beliefs that you can't have what you have. You're so creative. You're artistic. And, you know, you can be unstoppable. You've got to let yourself feel everything that is within you and, you know, and let it, you know, let it be felt in your heart. Let it be felt in your soul. And now is your time, Nathaniel. Okay? So I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it does. Thank you, DC.
Oh, you're so welcome, Nathaniel.
Okay.
So connect
Bye-bye.
With that beautiful inner child, little Nathaniel, saying, I'm waiting, Nathaniel. He's actually outside, and he's saying, come out and play with me. He wants to have some fun. Okay? So I just see you, like, outside playing, maybe playing. Do you ever try to catch, like little bugs or anything? I see a little jar. Little Nathaniel has like a little jar, and he has a little net, and he wants to catch all these different things that he's seeing.
Okay.
Okay. Keep an open mind. Keep an open heart. And just, you know, go forward, play, and get the clarity that you're needing that's going to help you to go forward, okay?
All right. Well, thanks. Have a good day, DC. Talk to you soon.
Oh, you too, hon.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, Nathaniel, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So now it's time for me to share with you.
Great.
Okay, so I'm getting that your team is now working with you and on you to disconnect you from your past, because you are one of those people that doesn't let go of the past. You always have some little attachment to it. So they are now going through and they are clearing every single attachment you still have to the past. So they want you to just take a nice deep breath and let it go. People's life is not about your past. No one's life is about their past. The past is over and done. You can't change it. So don't make that the focus of your life. Allow yourself to really look at what it is that you truly desire, who you desire to be, what you desire to experience. And they're showing you this image of you and, of course, you playing the guitar or singing, and there are people listening, and they are just enjoying being in your presence. And there's this beautiful energy flowing from you while you are playing this music and singing these songs, and they are connecting with that, and you are lifting them to a higher level. So it's just by being you that you are having this impact on others. So don't believe that you have to become something special or, you know, have something huge to offer, because you do have something huge to offer. What you have to offer is you, your heart, your love, your music. That is your connection with God, the Creator. And that is what you are here to share with the world. And so it's not about the past. It's about living in the moment and being who you truly are. And that's all you ever need to do. And take another nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good. Good.
Wonderful.
Better.
Okay, so they're showing me you writing some songs, so I don't know if that was something you intended to do, but you might want to think about that.
Yeah, my brother's sending me stuff to, things to move out now, and there was a few units available. I don't know if I'll be moving out soon, or if his wife will be coming back from China soon, or how all that will work out. Do you see anything? What do you see?
They're just saying don't worry about it. Everything's going to work out absolutely perfectly. So when it's time for you to move, it'll just flow. Just move into your new.
What's that?
And you will have a new, and it will happen at the perfect time, and it will be easy. And this new space it just feels like you. So I think you're going to really be happy there.
Yeah, it might be good to get a move on and move out soon, so I can have my own place. I was hoping to maybe move in with a girl soon, but I'll have to take out a 12-month lease.
Well, they're showing that everything going to work out perfectly, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And just listen to your guidance. If you want to, when you first thing in the morning when you wake up, you can ask them, do I need to be moving today? And if they say no, then go ahead and do whatever else it is you need to do.
Yeah, I'll have to work a while to get up everything they want, like the three receipts and everything that they want, and deposits and bank statements and everything, because they want all the information.
Okay. Well, just let yourself get the stuff together without worrying.
But his wife's not going to get here till June 5th,
and she may stay there at least a couple of weeks, if, you know, not a couple of months, you know, she should be with him, you know. So I don't know if, you know, definitely by, you know, July or August, she might be coming back, but I don't even know if, you know, the plane will, you know, get off the ground. It might be canceled or something, you know.
Yeah, everything's still in that state of nobody knows. That's one of the reasons why they're telling you not to worry, because worrying doesn't do you any good and it doesn't change anything. Yeah, so you just do what is right for you in the moment.
It steals the joy out of today and it ruins the recipe for tomorrow.
Exactly.
It poisons the recipe. But okay,
so
well, I won't worry about it. I'll just have a blast.
Okay, great. And create some music.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have
All right, well,
day,
thanks
again.
Again. Oh, you guys
You're welcome
are both the best.
Us.
Bye-bye.
You are too. Bye-bye. Okay, and we are going to our next caller from area code 303. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey there. My name's Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison. What can we do with you today?
I don't know. Do you like specific areas, or can I just kind of keep it to a general? I have topics I could go to, but there's a few big ones, so it's hard to choose. I can do it if you prefer, or I can stay with a general if you're up for that. Your call.
Yeah, we can do a general, whatever you feel.
Okay. Let's do that.
The first thing I want to ask you, Allison, this is DC, I'm getting anxiety. There's anxiety, there's worry, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, just please make sure you focus on only what you can't control. And if there's something that you can't control, then just let go and let God, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm getting, you know, let go and let God. Are you worrying about finances?
No.
No? Okay. Let me just see. I'm trying to see what they're showing me here. Let's see. Okay. So the other thing that I'm getting here, let's see. Okay. I'm getting some kind of difficulty with some kind of issue. You're looking for a resolve. So I'm not sure exactly.
That's a human experience.
Okay. Well, they're just seeing difficulty. And I'm getting, you know, I'm seeing space. Like, you need to put some space between you and some people. I don't know if they're family or friends. And I'm hearing the word boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you know, exactly what went on there. Is there anything going on with, like, health? Because I feel like something's off a little bit.
I've had kind of a number of things all kind of connected with one another, but I'm doing my best under the circumstances.
Right. Okay, are you looking to possibly get into a new relationship?
Oh, no, not at this time and no time soon.
Okay. All right, so I'm just trying to see what they're showing me. Like I said, when we have like a general, we just, you know, we go into general terms, whatever they feel that they want to show us, hon, okay? Okay, so I'm just trying to see here. Okay. Okay, so they're just, they want to focus, I guess, a little bit more on health. I want to see what they give me. Okay. I just feel like, you know, that you may have had some mental pressure. Okay. Have you had, like, any backaches at all? Because I feel like my back is sort of sore. I feel like I have a backache.
Well, it's not really. I don't know. It's pretty complicated, health thing. So
right.
And
what about dental issues?
I wouldn't reduce it to just the back, you know, because that sounds, it kind of trivializes the,
right.
Know,
well,
I mean
some. When we're carrying a mental load, it is carried, you know, within our whole body. So when I say backache, it could be holding on to something mentally and you're carrying this big, heavy load. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And also I'm getting, have you had any dental concerns?
No, actually, I had some dental work done just before this whole pandemic thing shut everything down. I need a little bit more, but it was fantastic. I mean, the dental work, it was, and the next treatment is just a matter of, everything opening up again so I can get in there and get it done. But I have to say, I was super impressed by the, because it's a pretty significant issue going on. I was super impressed. I've been amazed at how well it's healed as well.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, so maybe it's that's what you're saying, you had dental work. And the really funny thing is, I'm asking you about that. I actually read today, health-wise, that if you could brush your teeth with honey, and it actually helps to prevent cavities.
Yeah.
It actually helps because the honey is not like the sugar, like regular sugar. It's not like syrup, and it actually prevents cavities. So I thought that was kind of neat. So I read that today. I'm getting, there's a man in spirit, though, with a letter D name. Okay. D, it seems like D stands like around your grandmother.
Hmm.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't know if it's relative or a family friend.
Okay.
I feel like the D name, whoever this person is, it's a he. It's not a she, it's a he. Mm-hmm. Like D name was very, very connected with your family.
Huh.
Is what I'm getting. Okay.
Huh.
And he's just saying that you really need to talk to someone, and you need someone to listen to all your concerns is what he's saying. Okay. So he's glad that you called into the show. And he's saying you're a very compassionate woman and you're very loved. Okay. And he's saying, have you had some strange occurrences around the house maybe that you can't explain some different things? Because I feel like you've been connecting with spirit.
No, nothing odd around the house, and that's actually something I'm extremely gifted at, but no, nothing. I wish there would be something around. Well, it's not a house, it's just a room I live in. I wish there would be things.
Okay. Well, wherever you live,
I would call it a very neutral / clean space for this. I mean, it was actually even that felt that way when I moved in. So I lucked out on that one a bit.
Okay, I'm hearing skeptical a little bit in regard to psychic phenomena. I hear
not
skeptical,
at all.
Psychic.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. I'm quite the opposite.
Because he's saying things are happening. Things maybe are moving. You're not realizing. So that's why I heard skeptical because there were that were moved a little bit. Maybe you didn't even realize. Okay. Okay. Let me see. Okay, I'm getting, a letter I coming in for another man.
Hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, I is standing next to an uncle. And I believe that's another family friend. He had a lot of health issues for quite a while.
Hmm.
And he's saying that you have a lot of the beautiful qualities of your grandmother. Whoever I is, that was a family friend. Okay. So, I don't know who these people are. Sometimes when we don't ask for specifics, they just come forward. And I'm getting that he's saying that you do have some beautiful spiritual gifts. That you're spiritually gifted yourself, okay? And he just asks that you be true to yourself and don't try to overthink things. Don't be worrying. And just be that beautiful, amazing person that you're here to be. Make those good choices, and he's saying everything else is going to fall into place for you. You're watched over by your family and spirit. I see family, friends. You have your guides. There's angels. And, your divine team is with you every day, hon, and that's what they're showing me, okay? Okay, and I'm getting for you, I had an animal for Nathaniel. I'm getting one for you, and it's the otter. And the other is just asking you, hon, to let go and, you know, let go and surrender control. Okay, you don't always have to be in control. Okay, because sometimes if we always want to be in control, there's oftentimes some fear based there, okay? And, you know, when we let go of control, it's just you're saying we're going to surrender it and we're going to let go, we're going to let God, you know? And just be open. Open your heart, open your hands, accept direction that Spirit wants to help guide you in. Okay? And you're going to see that when you do, you know, let go as the Otter is asking, things are going to flow much more easily for you. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting let go of control. That's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, Allison. You have interesting energy. There is a part of you that is incredibly connected and gifted. And then there is a part of you that it's almost like you don't trust yourself to be who you are. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Yes and no, I think there is a good answer there.
Okay. So they want to bring you into alignment with yourself. They say that's part of why the things that are happening in your life are happening. It's because you're out of alignment with who you truly are. You're not living in integrity. Because you have all of these old beliefs that say this is what you should be, this is possible. If you want your life to work, you've got to do this and you've got to do this and you've got to do this. And none of those things are true. None of them are actually ever going to bring you any kind of joy or happiness. That was just the stuff that you were taught when you were little and you decided it was true because the people teaching it to you were the people who kept you alive, and so they must know what they're doing, right? But you've reached an age where you are recognizing that it's time for you to make some different choices. So I'm going to let the goddess Ast come through and talk with you. And while she's talking with you, she's going to be clearing you as well. So you may feel energies moving through you while she talks. So don't be alarmed. Just the way she works. Okay, are you ready?
Okay,
here she is. My beloved one, you are so amazingly gifted. You chose to come into this life to experience being spiritually connected on a level that you had never been before while you were in the physical. You wanted to experience life being as close to being non-physical as you could in the physical. And so you have this amazing creative ask to be given to, and it has been given to you. And you asked to be placed in a family that was going to teach you that being spiritual was wrong, so that you could overcome all of those beliefs and truly embrace who you are. And we're at that point in your development where you are beginning to question all of those beliefs that all of those wonderful people taught you. They did their jobs very well. And it is time for you to let that go. And so I am helping you now. I'm clearing all of that out of you, moving all of those old beliefs, all of that old garbage, because that is what it is, out of you, out of your life, out of your existence, because you don't need that, because you are infinitely powerful. You are infinitely powerful. You are infinitely powerful. And what this means is that there's no reason why you should ever have any kind of health issue. Because you decide whether or not you are healthy. And if you decide that you are healthy, then there is no one and nothing that is more powerful than you. You are alive, you know who you were. So let go of those beliefs that you have to be a particular way before your life can work. Let all of that garbage go. It's not true. Allow yourself to bring into your life the beautiful relationships that you are meant to have. Talking about a love relationship, we're talking about every relationship you have with every person that you interact with. You have this amazing ability to share the love within you. Let that be who you are. You don't have to worry about anything. Let go of the stress. Oh, there's so much stress there. And we are clearing all of that out because you don't need it. Just let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. You know who you are. You know in your heart who you are and what is actually important to you. And we are bringing you into alignment with that truth of you. We want you to take a few nice deep breaths and just let go. Because there's nothing else you need to do, nothing else you need to think. Nothing else you need to be. This is the time for you to let go. Because there are no problems. And you already have the solutions that you might need. You already are so much more than you've ever allowed yourself to be. Let go and come back to you. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you. How do you feel?
That was really beautiful. Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome. You have this beautiful energy that's like right there and it's ready to just burst forth. And there's a part of you saying, no, 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 I can't. So fine, you can't. And start saying, yes, I do this. I choose to be me because that's all you're doing. You're just choosing to be you. Okay.
Thank you very much. That was really refreshing. And
I'm going to tell you, things are going to change in your life now because you are changing right now in this moment.
I'm working.
You are changing.
I'm working. Working on it for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't have to work on anything. It's happening. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be hard. Not ever. You can just allow it to be. So stop working. Start having fun.
Please mute me so I can keep listening to the show. Enjoy listening to the other callers. Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you both. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. And we have one more caller. You do not have your hand up, but they're saying I should click on you anyway. So area code 646. Hi, who's this? Area code 646, are you there?
Yeah, I was just listening right now.
And your team is telling me that you have questions and you need to ask them. So that's why I clicked on you.
It says what?
Your team, the divine beings that hang out with you, are saying that you do have questions and you need to ask them.
You say function?
Okay, can you turn the TV down? Oh, that's so much better.
All right, say that again. I hear you. What did you say?
Okay. You have a spiritual team that works with you. And they told me that you have questions and you need to ask them. That's why I wasn't supposed to just let you listen.
I don't know what questions to ask.
What's going on in your life that you are looking for clarity about?
Not so many. Nothing really, I'd say.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just following what they told me. So if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. I'll just mute you again and you can listen.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, DC, do you have a message that you're supposed to share?
Okay, a message that I'm supposed to share. Okay. I do have a message, and it's for you, actually.
Oh,
and
boy.
Barbara, your totem animal is the lion, and the lion is here to give you courage to ask for what it is that you are truly wanting.
Okay.
Okay? It sort of goes along with that beautiful box that you spoke of earlier in the show.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to speak out clearly, speak out directly, and you're going to see that your needs are going to start to get met, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you're guided to say, you know, if you don't ask, how are you going to get it? Okay, whether it's
that's
something
true.
Whether it's something simple or maybe something a little bit more complex, you've got to ask. And they're saying, Barbara, the more personal your desires get, the harder it is for you to ask. And there's really what's at risk, you know? Maybe, you know, you'll get a no or you won't get exactly what you want. But it's going to take courage. So you have that beautiful, beautiful lion walking with you so that you will not be afraid and you'll be able to express exactly what you are wanting, okay?
Okay.
So do not deny yourself one moment longer the privilege of receiving. As you know, it makes life a whole lot easier to know that the power of expressing your desires is within you. So that beautiful lion is walking with you. So ask and you ask and you shall receive. So I'm going to be, you know, waiting to see what it is you're asking for. And I'm getting, Barbara, there's so many rewards waiting for you. Okay? So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid. Don't make it difficult. Just ask.
Okay, I will. But you should be forewarned that you are involved in a lot of things that are going to be happening in my life. So, you know,
love it.
Get Jackson's little travel bag so we can take him with us.
And we have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's laughing. And he's saying, Barbara, you know, the people that love you and understand you, you know, none of us are perfect, but we are all spiritually perfect, and we're ready to just go on that journey with you. It's going to be amazing.
Okay.
So I can't wait. I'm up for a great road trip. We're ready. Jackson, you ready? Are you road ready? Yeah?
I'm on
board. He's ready. He said, I'm ready, Andy Barbara.
Wait for me, huh?
He's going to stand there with his bag.
Oh, that is so funny.
So beautiful. You better get on your magic carpet because he doesn't have a good attention. I can't wait. It sounds magical. And, you know, I have the magic carpet. Now you have the magic box. Like, whoa, we're going to be really powerful. I can't wait. Maybe I'll just hop on, you know, my magic carpet and then put Jackson there and we'll just, you know, we'll come over and take that beautiful ride. My goodness.
Yeah, well,
it sounds
wonderful.
Amazing. I can't wait. Yeah, you're just, you know, you're that beautiful, beautiful butterfly now. You know, you have no more excuses, Barbara.
Okay.
All the good stuff to start. And I'm seeing this whoosh of energy, and that shows me that this is a time where you're going to have a lot of important changes in this cycle of your life, a lot of movement. And, Barbara, you are going to do some work on you to release any restrictions you have upon yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to embrace.
This week has been about, yeah.
You've got to embrace the change because new things are waiting to come to you. So Spirit is saying, girlfriend, you're on notice. We put you on notice. You've been served. It's time to broaden your horizons. It's time to move forward. It may be time to travel abroad. Whoa. And that could be, you know, physically during the daytime and inwardly during the nighttime. So there's a lot of movement around you. It's going to bring some challenges, but you cannot, you know, you cannot restrict yourself from all these challenges. And you've got to let go and welcome whatever's coming your way. And a change is going to do you good. So I can't wait. Now you've got me excited, Barbara.
Well, now the goddess asks, has a message for you. So,
oh, goodness.
Your turn.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know how she is. Okay, here we go. We want you to understand that this is not just a change that's happening to Barbara Grace. You are connected with her, and you know that. You are Queen is, Lisa is. Oh, there are just so many of you that are connected with her. And this is the change that's going to be impacting each and every one of you. You are all going to be enjoying this beautiful journey together. And you and Barbara Grace will be speaking to people all over the world in person. So make sure you bring your passport up to date because you're going to be needing it. And Jackson may need a bigger bag to travel with. But I think that you will truly enjoy this, interacting with so many beautiful people. And, of course, this will all be happening after this whole interesting situation is over with and people realize that it's okay to go out and to touch other people. You touch people now. You touch their hearts. The things that you say. You are helping them open up and to see the truth of who they are. Everyone is becoming more and more aware that their lives are not being run by some pandemic, that they are making choices. And you are seeing that in your own life. And you are allowing yourself to let go. And it is wonderful. It is beautiful. It's amazing, and we want you to continue to do it. Let go of everything that doesn't work. Just let it go. And allow your life to be filled with love, pure, unconditional, exactly as you are. It wants nothing but the best for you, because that is what you are here to experience. And that is what you share. You are. So know that you are an important part of these changes as well. So give your sweetie lots of kisses because you're going to be hitting the road soon.
Awesome. Oh my goodness.
Wherever you are, it will be wonderful. It truly will.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And I just, stepping through a door to the future, Barbara. You know, we're just walking through that door.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's going to be absolutely lovely. Okay.
Let's
see what Leanne has to say. Click on her.
Yes.
Hi, Leanne.
I have to say hi, and what do they have to say to me?
Hello there.
Hello, Leanne.
An expected afternoon delight. There you go.
Yes. it is wonderful.
I'm filling
my
water bottle. There we go.
All this crazy, beautiful energy. Now I have to ground myself a little bit. My goodness. Oh,
I know. Me too.
Take really spacey here. Oh, my. Okay. And I'm getting for you, you've got to start accepting. What is, okay, to be present, and really, really amazing and magnificent you are. You've got to embrace every part of you, every part of your life, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And sometimes, you know, you go through these crazy challenges, but that's okay. Because as you go through whatever's whatever it is you're going through, you know there's a higher plan there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even if it doesn't make sense at the time, it's okay. Okay, and your uncle's there. He's standing at that deli again. he wants you to feed your soul, but he wants you to go to the deli. Oh, my goodness. And you two are opening up and you're emerging. Your gifts are just pouring into my goodness. So just, you know, make sure that you take care of yourself and mm-hmm. be ready. Ready for all the good that's coming your way, because there's going to be more and more and more and more. And I just feel like you're on this amazing journey as well. And, you know, you've mm-hmm. got to look deep within yourself, because when you look deep within Leanne, you see all of these amazing things that are within you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You connect with your gifts. You connect with the light. You connect with abundance. And, the angels are saying it's your time as well, Leanne. Okay?
Mm.
You think about what it is that you're wanting. Okay?
Okay.
And connect with all the beautiful gifts that you have within you.
Okay.
Okay, so no matter what's going on in your life, whether, you know, it's on a personal level or something else, you've got to connect with what's inside you and start, mm-hmm. you know, getting ready to move forward, because there's a lot of changes coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're ready for these beautiful changes.
Huh.
And I feel it.
So it's,
my goodness, I feel it as well. I mean, it's totally, totally amazing. And is your intuition coming in stronger?
Oh, it continually gets stronger and stronger.
Yes, because that's shown. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you traveling a lot at night?
I've been meeting some people too that things are happening.
You're
that are, yeah.
Gaining frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, I'm even meeting people that, like, it doesn't make sense, but yet it's like a,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm just being with it. Like you said, accept what is, because some of this has been kind of.
Are you keeping a journal of all of this, like a journal?
I'm keeping notes, I just scribble notes, so because there's got to be some sort of semblance of sense. And even if there's not, there's something that I'm just need to tap
into.
And
I just do, I don't know if you wear the color red, if you like the color red, but I just feel like mm-hmm. red is a good color for you right now.
Okay.
It's going to help you to really, to let go of whatever it is that you're afraid of not letting go of, to release and to trust.
Okay,
so, I mean, the color red, whether
okay.
you wear it or you look at the color red, but just enjoy it.
I do like
it.
The color red. Red and pink are my hot pink.
Because,
colors,
you know, the red color is so
and wine
with
color.
Yeah, with your root chakra, with your passion, you know. And also,
okay.
it's going to help you to really help with the physical body as well, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting there's so much sacred knowledge within, and it's time to really, you know, connect with it.
Okay.
And I see Archangel Michael with you. I also see Ariel with you. You've got to... There's something at the root chakra that needs to be released, because I feel like something's pulling there. There's something there. I don't know what it is, Leanne. But
okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, because there's something that we need to release at the root chakra area.
Okay.
Okay, hon? Barbara?
Okay, Leanne. First, I'm supposed to ask you, is there a connection to Ireland?
Okay, can't let her out because the gardeners just did something. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, you're supposed to ask me something and I did not hear because of her.
I was asking, is there a connection to Ireland?
Yeah, actually my Nana Jean and her father was from there, and my Nana Jean on my mom's side was from there, even though I always claim the Sicilian. The reality is, yes, a quarter of me is Irish.
You're supposed to go to Ireland.
Oh, interesting. After all of this, that would be great.
Something you've been thinking about, but yeah, you're supposed to go to Ireland.
Oh, nice. After all this is said, am I supposed to literally go there, right?
Yeah.
Not just, yeah, that's what I felt when you said it. Okay. Okay, calm down. Sorry. Can't go. Now she can. Sorry.
It's okay. She's excited and she has to share.
Well, there's big dogs out there, and oh my God, the dogs got a haircut. They have no. I'm sorry, they look really cute. Oh goodness. Okay, so back with. I want to let her out, but I can't let her go because they just put stuff down that has to be wet first, or she'll dig it. Poor baby. Okay, she'll calm down. All right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get grounded myself. So Ireland. I'm making my own notes. I'm supposed to go. Interesting. I probably have family there. And I never saw that part
you
of
do.
The family tree at all.
Yeah, you do have family there, and you're going to be connecting with those people.
Oh, that'll be interesting. That'll be cool. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the goddess asks, has a message for you. So let's see what she wants to say. It's part of looking at your roots. It's part of going through that root chakra. It's part of knowing the fullness of who you are. We want you to connect with those magical beings who are part of your family. And if you want to take your mother with you, that would be absolutely wonderful for the both of you.
Mm.
This is about exploring the truth of you. And learning so much more about yourself than you've never imagined. And you have gifts that come to you through this part of your family. So we want you to go and just get to know them, to really spend time in that place, to experience the energy of that island, to experience the amazing magic that is there for you. This is an important part of your growth, of your evolution, and it will bring you such joy.
Mm.
It will bring you home in a way that you haven't been before. So we encourage you to start looking into taking a trip. And it probably won't be for at least 6 months.
Next year.
All the things that are happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we understand that.
But I'm near an airport. Oh. Remember, I moved where I'm 20 minutes from an airport. So the vision is still there. It was there before.
So you may want to
happened, so.
Plan the trip for next spring. And
okay.
Experience the beauty of your homeland and that part of you. And they're just showing me this image of you, and you've got these roots going down into Ireland, and you're there, and you're just breathing the air and looking at the different architecture and the beautiful plants. Oh, there's so many different shades of green. I don't think I've ever seen them.
I was hearing green. I was hearing green, because it's like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's got green everywhere.
And I always get mesmerized by the green, like, around here, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
because it transports me. Wow!
And I think you'll really enjoy it. You know, if your mom wants to go, take her.
Sounds good to me. Oh, she would probably love it. That would probably be a really, really special trip. Especially with all of this. Now we've got more distance than we planned on.
Uh huh. Okay, so that's your big thing. You're
well, that's a
Ireland.
Pretty good. That's cool. Okay, well, I like that message. I didn't have a lot of hard work in there.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm calming Sparkle, too, so she likes it. Aw, baby girl. Okay.
And just hearing about Ireland is opening you up, so you're shifting.
I have a smile on my face.
Surprised.
So yeah, something. Yeah, that was interesting. I know. I am. I'm smiling, going, "Oh, okay, that made me happy." Thank you. It's cool. I'll take it.
Wonderful.
Take it.
All right. So they want you to.
I don't have to learn a new language either.
Well, you might want to, you know.
Oh, well,
experience
like
more of it so
dialect,
that you can actually
right?
understand it. Yeah, because the people,
gotcha.
A lot of people there
yeah.
don't speak it so that you can understand it.
Gotcha.
You know, so find some nice Irish television shows and start getting yourself used to it.
Oh, that'll be kind of cool. Okay. Nice. I'm making my little notes. Okay. That's something
okay.
good, especially right now. That's actually, there you go.
All right. So that's all they wanted to say about it. So there you go, young
that's,
lady.
That's big.
Going
that's
to
pretty
Ireland.
Big. I'm good. Thank you. I'm like, that's enough. I'm not greedy. I'm good. I'm
and, of course, you'll have to tell us all about it after you get back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's cool. This will be, I'm writing this moment in time. You know, whenever I have to do the calls with you guys, I just jot little things that you say. So that's cool.
Okay, great. All right, then.
Glad you did this today. It's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, thanks. It is. And
all
it's
right.
nice to connect with you. It's been a while as well, Leanne.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome. All right, DC, I think we are done for today then.
Awesome. It was a beautiful afternoon, Barbara. Very nice.
Yes, it was. Very nice.
Okay, well, you
chilly
better
outside.
That magic pack, and I'm gonna take a magic carpet ride later. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask him, you know, exactly where in this room is my magic box?
My goodness. Yeah, you've got a magic box. I think you only see it when you're sleeping.
Okay, I may have to take a nap and, you know,
yes.
do magic boxes.
Yes, and then just ask that magic box all the things you're afraid to ask. And I see that beautiful unicorn. If you look out your window, that unicorn is saying, you know, one of these days again, it's time for another ride. You've got to get on that unicorn. And I'm sure Jackson would love to be picked up on the unicorn and taken for a ride. My goodness, that would be awesome.
I'm sure he would too, yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
We'll have to make all this happen.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait it. Really beautiful.
Okay. Well, we will be back on Thursday morning. I'm assuming
yes.
that we will sleep at night and we will be awake during the day, so it won't be a problem.
Sounds wonderful. Have a great evening. Love you, Barbara. Bye, everyone.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.